Woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show.
Good morning and another beautiful day ahead. Yesterday was unbelievable. Yeah. Felt like 27 degrees in the afternoon. It is Remembrance Day, November 11th. 18 degrees. 18 degrees for the high. A little bit of rain expected. Maybe they're saying this afternoon. The rest of the week doesn't look too bad either. 10 Thursday, 11 Friday.
Wow.
Not bad. Because we're entering mid-November territory.
Yes. Yeah.
And when the temperature in November is higher than the day, that is a shock. So I'm just saying that. Now, let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
I want to bring attention to Adam Wilde. Last week, Adam, much like a vulture, was picking at the remains of the pickle barrel. They were closing the location in Toronto, yeah. And they put everything up for an auction. And Adam bid on things like 2 power washers,
yeah.
And a child's high chair. And I want to know, since the auction closed yesterday at noon, how many items
let's
you
go
got.
Through this. So there was a Coleman power washer. I was outbid. There was a shop vac. I was outbid. There's another pressure washer. I was outbid. Child's high chair, outbid.
What?
Mason jars, outbid.
Mm.
Beverage cooler, outbid. Cabinet, outbid. Pickle barrel mugs.
You took
outbid
an hour and a half away from our show being like, oh, guys, sorry, got a bid.
I don't think I did.
It's like the worst episode of Storage Wars ever.
Yeah, it's terrible. I was outbid on everything, guys. It was depressing and sad.
Did you forget?
Huh? No, I didn't forget. I just was like, I am not going to go much higher than where I was going.
Wow.
Like, people were paying normal prices for stuff that was used.
You were so excited.
Yeah, I was very excited because it was starting at like $2. I'm like, great, I might pay $2 for something. Didn't work out that
way. Too good to be true.
Sad. Very sad. Jax, what about you?
Good try. I want to give a shout out and a questionable glance to Doug Ford. He seems to be a McDonald's influencer these days.
Hell
you guys
yeah.
Notice that? So last week he was posting just being like, just driving through McDonald's at the drive-thru, just a random Twitter video. And then yesterday again he was posting about McDonald's. So I feel like there's something happening here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what, but it's very entertaining to watch.
Producer Jesse?
Jason Momoa says he was struggling to pay the bills after he was killed off of Game of Thrones.
What?
And could you imagine those Game of Thrones writers being like, if we kill this guy in this fictional universe,
yeah.
In real life, he might die because he's so poor.
Wow.
Whoa,
and it was only after Game
Jesse.
Of Thrones that he made his money.
He struggled after those 10 episodes on Game of Thrones to find new work. And then for like
so
a couple
hot.
Years, he was struggling. And then he finally
wow.
got the role as Aquaman
yeah.
in the Justice League series. And
wow.
that kicked off his big thing. But when he was on Game of Thrones, he wasn't a huge superstar.
No, he wasn't.
No. And I'm surprised they killed him off because like Khal Drogo was sexy.
Well, I mean, that was part of the
sexy.
Book. So they were following
I guess
book.
They had to, yeah.
It's
yeah.
wild that once you have that credit on your resume, you
yeah.
can't find work.
Well, yeah, it was like the guy that Mark Hamill played Luke Skywalker struggled
oh,
for the rest
yeah.
of the 80s. Mm-hmm. So he went to voice work, and then he, throughout the entire 90s, he was the Joker on the Batman cartoons.
Yeah.
Really?
Because everybody typecast him. Yeah,
yeah,
he's like, they're like, you can't do anything else.
And interesting.
Yeah, it's sad. Hmm. Now he's actually starting to get cast in other movies, though.
Right.
I'm noticing pop-up.
Hollywood sucks.
100%.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto residents are desperately trying to help out a raccoon that is stuck on a pedestrian bridge
uh-oh.
In City mm. Place. It's been up there for 3 days
yeah.
now. According to someone who lives there in the neighborhood, they also said they've called 311 numerous times, but to no avail. And that is because the raccoon is so high up on a bridge rather than the building that city personnel cannot assist. They added that animals are usually able to climb up and down to such locations on their own. So, Godspeed, little fella.
They're backed up, you know, but help him.
I don't know how you can.
No, I guess so.
Unless
how high up is this pedestrian bridge?
It's that like new one, so it's pretty high. It's like 2 stories, 3 stories.
I think they could figure that out.
Yeah. Listen, I
two
called
stories.
About. Remember?
Man, we got 50-story condos, and they got if something catches on fire there, what are they going to say? Sorry, I guess.
Yeah.
You'll just have to
well, you found your way up. Yeah. You can find your way down.
I called about a squirrel, as you know, 3 weeks ago, and that didn't
yeah.
go well. So they're backed up.
I've lived in other cities where that stuff is not helpful. 311's usually very helpful.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They're very nice, but
yeah.
just backed up. Yeah.
Hey, Baby Shark has made sales history like no other child song ever has before.
Wow!
Just a week ago, we were talking about how this video surpassed Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee's Despacito to become the most viewed YouTube video ever. Now, that goes back and forth. There's some days where Baby Shark's winning, some days where Despacito's winning. But the track has now reached another milestone, according to the Recording Industry Association of America, which has declared the single the only children's song to ever achieve diamond certification,
meaning
it sold at least 10 million copies. To put that in perspective, some other songs that got that certification: Pumped Up Kicks from Foster the People, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road, All of Me by John Legend, Katy Perry's Firework, Pharrell's Happy, The Chainsmokers and Halsey's Closer, The Weeknd's The Hills, Taylor Swift's Shake It Off, of course Despacito, and now Baby Shark.
That's a big list.
And funny, Luis Fonsi, who did Despacito, has a Luis Fonsi Baby Shark remix.
Good, you know what?
Also doing extremely well on YouTube.
Good for him. Good for him.
And today is, of course, Remembrance Day. And unfortunately, due to COVID-19, there's going to be no public gatherings on Remembrance Day. This year, commemorations will be virtual and available through the city's website and social media. So keep an eye out for that. Also, at 11 o'clock this morning, please remember to pause and remember. And that is what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we've all got our new zones, and Toronto's in a zone.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a zone.
Yeah, we are.
We're in that new COVID zone where everybody else is not in the zone that we're in because of 500 new cases. Is it the gray zone? No, it's not quite gray bad, but it is red bad. This is the zoning distinctions, guys. I don't really understand.
It's incredibly confusing.
What it means... And it is extremely confusing. We're trying to sort through it this morning. But essentially means gyms, 10 people at a time. No indoor dining at restaurants. Patios are still open.
There was a great meme I saw yesterday because you can sit in the tents outside, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you can't eat indoors unless indoors is outdoors. Then you can eat indoors.
Apparently in Peel, if you're on a patio, they will check your ID. And if your ID does not match the other person at the table, they will not let you eat at that restaurant.
Well, you're supposed to be in the same household if you're eating together, correct?
Yes, I think. I don't know.
I feel like these are the stipulations and such that they should have put in place when they started being like, if you're eating together, you must be in the same household. Because people just lie about that, right?
Now, Peel is home to what amazing city?
Brampton.
Brampton, yes. Ontario.
The Flower City.
What was Brampton known for this summer, guys?
Partying.
Right.
And not stopping partying.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Even if Brampton or Peel region or, you know, the GTA, whatever, anybody goes into the green zone, if you go into the green zone in your neighborhood, you are still not allowed to have more than 10 people indoors, 25 people outdoors. So if you throw a raging party, even in the green zones, of which there are not many in this area, $10,000 ticket.
Whoa.
Up to a year in jail.
Like...
See, it's misleading because when you hear green zone, you're like, green is go. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
They should just make every shade just a different shade of orange.
Or gray, because this is what it feels like. I don't understand what's happening.
Is there a yellow zone? There is a yellow zone.
I think that's pre-red. So it's green.
Okay, because yellow to me means happy, and I'd like to be in the yellow zone.
Yeah, so there's green, there's yellow, there's something, and then there's red, and then there's gray.
Hang on.
And I guess gray is like depressing lockdown. Like how it felt in March.
I guess
the weather was gray, life was gray, it was gray. All the way around.
Tiger King was out,
Just want to give you the heads up. The $10,000 ticket could still happen if you're thinking about throwing that party this weekend.
So there's green.
Okay.
Which is prevent.
Uh-huh.
There's yellow, which is protect. There's orange, which is restrict. Yeah. Red is control, which is what we're in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then gray is lockdown. Yeah. Maximum measures.
So.
What is the no flex zone?
This one.
Okay. No idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen,
can't flex.
It's going to be wild for the next month, okay? So just hang in there. We'll get through this.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto just enters the red zone of COVID-19 restrictions. This is happening on Saturday, November the 14th. It's called Control under the new provincial guidelines. Which would have allowed for activities like going to the gym and dining indoors in limited numbers. However, Mayor John Tory announced that the city will be placing their own stricter restrictions on top of the red zone, which will be enforced for at least 28 days. So Torontonians will not be able to dine indoors, work out in indoor group fitness, nor casinos or other gambling establishments. And Dr. Eileen Davila also recommends everyone should limit the people they come into contact with only other household members.
Huh.
It's confusing. Like,
it is confusing. Well, and the thing is that, yes, as much as we'd love to only limit to household members... You know, you're going to the grocery store. You're going. It's tough, right?
Like people are rightfully so on public transit.
I think it's just the recommendation that you try where possible.
Yeah.
Right? And I get that. I totally get that. I think, you know, it's a welcome to the second wave, right?
Yeah,
what are we going to do? We got to try.
Confusing times.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Hart was spotted in Brampton filming a movie called The Man from Toronto. Yay, Brampton, we did it. He was spotted filming at the Brampton GO station. A movie also stars Woody Harrelson and Kaylee Cuoco. So they've been spotted putting around Toronto as well. The Man from Toronto is expected to tell the story of the world's deadliest assassin and New York's biggest screw-up who are mistaken for each other at an Airbnb rental.
Oh.
That's according to IMDb. So that movie's set to come out September 17th next year.
That's a plot.
I have a question.
Sure.
Tell me about Brampton GO. What's your best memory of growing up and using Brampton GO?
Can I be H? Can I be honest?
You've never used Brampton GO?
I've never used Brampton GO station.
What?
I was at the Rouge Hill GO all the time. How could you not go to Brampton GO?
I used to just bribe my parents to just drive me.
Wow. Yeah. My parents were like, no.
Luxury boy. Wow.
Okay. Damn.
Okay. Today is, of course, Remembrance Day. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19, there's going to be no public gatherings on Remembrance Day, which is a huge bummer. This year's commemorations will be virtual, though, and available through the city's website and social media, so be sure to check that out. And don't forget to pause at 11 a.m. this morning to stop and remember. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Producer Jesse, tell us what the story is.
This comes from Cody. He says, I met this girl, Emma, on Tinder. We talked for a couple of days and set up a date for this past Saturday. Friday night, I was telling my friend about it, and she said, let me see this girl. So I gave her my phone, and in 2 seconds, she was able to find Emma on Instagram. Emma's IG profile wasn't linked on her Tinder profile, so I hadn't seen it. Okay. When I saw it, I wasn't a fan at all. It was cringy with a bunch of selfies and lame captions and too many posts. I don't know if I would have even swiped right on her if I had seen her Instagram. I slept on it and texted Emma Saturday morning, a couple hours before our date, telling her I'm going to cancel and that I didn't want to reschedule. She texted me saying how disappointed she was and if there's anything she did, and I said, no, it's me, not you. My friend said that I'm a bad person for not giving Emma a shot. What do you guys think?
Oh, I think he made the right choice, without a question. Not a bad person at all. You don't want to get stuck on a date with a narcissist.
Don't go immediately to narcissism.
The part of the email where it says what her Instagram was like.
He says it was so cringy with a bunch of selfies and lame captions and too many posts.
Right.
To be fair to Adam's point, they do say that narcissists do post a lot of selfies.
No way.
Yeah. I'll say not a bad person. Because here's the thing is, he gave her some notice that he bailed. If he just didn't show up to the date, automatic bad person, but he let her know. And also, he did what I like doing, which is avoiding conflict, and he let her down easy. He didn't tell her why.
Jax just rolled her eyes at you. I think she thought that you were going to side with her on this
just
one.
Just because when you talk like this, it doesn't make, you know what I mean?
This is the contemplative TJ voice. Yeah. Yeah, okay, all right.
Cool.
It was just so...
Am I on trial?
No, TJ, no. I'm just razzing you. I think that they should have went on one date. Yeah, I think that he should have given her one shot.
No, why?
Sure.
Why?
I just think that they've already had, out of curiosity, maybe, and I mean, not that it's up to him to tell her, hey, adjust your Instagram, because let me be clear, you let people do the thing. I wouldn't like that in a partner or a potential partner either. I wouldn't like that. But go on one date out of curiosity, because there may be so many good qualities, and Instagram isn't forever, a personality is, though. You know what I mean?
No, so. I know that before Jack started seeing Michelle, who she's with right now, there was somebody that potentially was going to go on a date with. And this person's Instagram was somewhat cringy.
We're both on trial now, TJ.
And Adam, can you refresh my memory as to what happened with that situation?
I don't believe they went on a date, TJ.
But they have a personality that lasts forever. That's so bizarre.
Let's be honest. There was other reasons, okay, boys?
416-872-9999, 999-999, text. Up to you on the vote.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Is it wrong to cancel a date just hours before after seeing the person's Instagram for the first time? Producer Jesse, the story.
Yeah, hours before they were supposed to meet, Cody bailed on his date because he found her Instagram and he said it was cringy and he wasn't a fan.
So what would you do? Is he a bad person? Cody, is he a bad person for canceling this date? She sent a message back, said she was really disappointed. Yeah. Listen, just because someone has a bad Instagram doesn't mean they're a bad person. However, it's nothing more embarrassing than dating somebody with a bad Instagram account.
You also
right?
said that she could potentially be a narcissist earlier.
Well, he said there was a bunch of selfies.
He said the profile had a bunch of selfies and lame captions and way too many posts.
So I am not getting stuck with somebody who has a bad Instagram account.
Well, nobody's asking to get stuck. No, just go on the date.
So Jack says bad person for not going. TJ and I are on the squarely on the he's not bad. Doesn't make him good. Yeah. Doesn't matter. It's not bad, though.
No wishy-washy. It's one or the other, boys.
TJ, text messages.
From the 519, bad person. Maybe she's just funny, re the captions. Yeah. Also, is deleting pictures from Instagram a thing?
Archive, baby. Archive.
Archive, yeah. Archive for sure. Absolutely.
Another one from the 416. Bad person. You can't judge someone based off their social media. Yeah, you can. That's like judging someone based off the clothes they wear. And for all we know, he wears Kappa track pants. So who is he the judge?
Kappa track pants are cute.
Yeah, I like Kappa track pants. Why are we hitting on Kappa track pants?
Also, one is not necessary.
Kappa due to you. Yeah. Sorry, Jax?
I was just going to say, one isn't like the other. Like clothes and, it's not.
Well, yeah, no, but people do judge you based on your clothes. We know that. Mm-hmm. Are we fooling ourselves on that one,
too?
No,
that's true, yeah.
100% they do.
To that point, from the 289, in today's societal climate, social media is king. It directly reflects the person you are, so not a bad person.
It is the paint of your life. Meaning, it's basically like your decor when someone walks into your house, when someone looks at what are your clothes wrinkly? Are your shoes clean? They are looking at these sorts of things. Yeah. Employers are looking at this sort of thing.
100%. I wouldn't say go on more than one date, but just go on the one date out of curiosity. Okay. See what the personality is like.
Yeah.
Instagram can be changed.
I have a feeling Cody's a bit cheap, too.
What?
Like, I don't want to. Well, here's the thing.
One's a narcissist, one's cheap.
Now, here's what I'm going to say. This is me projecting myself. But if I already know you have a bad Instagram account and I don't want to go, then my instant thought is I don't want to pay for the date either.
Wow.
Is that wrong?
Yeah.
Why is that wrong? How is that wrong? Okay. All right.
I was on your side. You lost me at finances.
TJ, come here. Come here, baby. Come here.
I'm not going on that side yet either.
No.
We're going to do the results after Harry Styles.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
No one's having a crushing it year like Harry Styles. Wow. Producer Jesse, one more time on the story, couple more texts, and then we are getting to the results.
Hours before they were supposed to meet, Cody bailed on his date because he found her Instagram profile and he wasn't a fan. He said it was all cringy with too many selfies.
So I would say he's not a bad person. TJ also agrees. Jack says, no, go on the date. You made the plan. She's put her things aside today, which is understandable.
You also talked for an entire week and got along really well, so I don't know.
All right, now. We do have a call. What do you think, Mark?
I don't think it's a bad person, but I mean, it's social media. You're bound to get judged.
Yes.
If you're putting stuff out there, not expecting to get judged, then I mean, that's on you.
Right, 100%. And but maybe you got to be a little bit more careful with your personal brand.
Yeah.
TJ, what did the text say?
From the 905, he's honest and mature by being straightforward and not ghosting, just being respectful and true to himself. Interesting why she didn't link her Instagram.
Easy.
We also had one last text here from the 416, which isn't what I would call in the realm of reasonable. Mm-hmm. It just said, in all capitals, bad person.
Yep.
He's just being a turd.
Whoa.
He should worry about his own character. I bet he has a bunch of photos of his car on his profile.
Okay.
I think that girl is listening.
All right. Now, I got just a quick question before we get to the results here. Do you always link your Instagram to your
date? I don't.
Because
no.
I don't either.
I have.
Yeah, you have?
You have?
Yeah.
I don't want
getting those followers.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you want to join on my journey, you can follow on Air TJ.
Stop it. Don't do it, TJ.
TJ's just dying for more followers here. Please follow the man. Follow him.
Do it or I'll resort to influence.
Producer Jesse.
Yes.
Can you please tell us?
75% of people will follow TJ today.
Yeah!
Oh! Let's get that number up, though.
And 77% of people say not a bad person.
Wow. Nailed it. It's so exhausting being the moral backbone on the show, isn't it, Adam?
Stop it!
Hey, if I want more moral background, what Instagram account would I go to, TJ?
You know, you can always follow me on my professional and life journey at On Air TJ, and I'll tell you what direction to go in life.
Unfollow him.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto residents are desperately trying to help out a raccoon that is stuck on a pedestrian bridge in City Place. Here's the sad thing. It's been up there for 3 days now, according to residents.
Get him down.
I know. Poor little fella. Apparently, they've called 311 numerous times, but to no avail.
Oh, man.
Because the raccoon is up so high on a bridge rather than the building, city personnel cannot assist. They added that animals that are usually able to climb up can climb back down. So basically, they said, well, he got up there. He can figure it out.
You know what? You don't know. He may have been not scared going up, and now he's scared to come down.
Well, yeah. It's always harder to get down.
Maybe he's anxious.
Right?
Godspeed, little fella.
Yeah.
Baby Shark has made sales history like no other children's song has ever before.
Aha! Da, da,
da, da, da, da. Parents across the city hating us right now.
I know. We did this to them last week because we talked about how this song surpassed Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee's Despacito to become the most viewed YouTube video ever. Now, that flip-flops back and forth like throughout the day. Now the track has achieved yet another milestone as the Recording Industry Association of America has declared the single the only children's song to ever achieve diamond certification, meaning it sold at least 10 million copies.
Makes sense.
A bunch of songs, or 26 songs have joined those ranks this year, including Lil Nas X's Old Town Road, Foster the People's Pumped Up Kicks, John Legend's All of Me, Katy Perry's Firework, Pharrell's Happy, The Chainsmokers and Halsey's Closer, The Weeknd's The Hills.
Wow.
Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, Despacito, of course, and now Baby Shark.
It's funny. Kids' music used to be like a joke. Yeah. Like, it was sort of like a kind of a cast-off thing that nobody thought about. And then YouTube came along and they're like, oh, there's so much money to be made here. We had no idea. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you know that the person who wrote Baby Shark actually bought a planet?
I don't believe
it. DJ, no.
It was a moon off Jupiter.
This is supposed to be a
purchased one.
Yeah.
Fact-based segment. Let's go. Yeah. Come on.
Today is Remembrance Day. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19, there's going to be no public gatherings. This year, however, commemorations will be virtual, and you can check those out through the city's website as well as social media. And don't forget at 11 a.m. this morning to pause and remember the sacrifice people have made for us. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I got a bit of a parental conundrum.
Okay.
So my daughter, Everly, took her first steps over the weekend.
Hey!
Which is great.
That's cute. Sweetie.
She took 8 steps.
Look at her.
And it was cool because she's been like, you know, kids, what they'll do is they'll kind of go from chairs and tables and that sort of thing, and they'll start pulling themselves up, and then eventually you notice that they're pushing with their legs rather than pulling.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And so she went from a kitchen cabinet and came after me and took 8 steps, and I just kept moving backwards, and she kept going, and then she finally caught up to me.
That's awesome.
So it was great. Adam, that's great news.
I love that.
So that was on Saturday. It's Wednesday, and she hasn't done it since. And so this is the problem. So listen, I'll be honest with you. I'm one of those parents who I didn't really prepare for this.
Yeah.
At the hospital, they had to teach me how to change a diaper before they let her take us home.
Yeah. Great, you know, at it now.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You become like a wizard at changing diapers. Yeah. But, you know, I didn't have any siblings, so I don't have any nieces and nephews, and I didn't have any younger brothers or sisters to learn this with. How do I get her to do it again? Like, how do I encourage this? You know what I mean?
Have you tried bribery?
Yeah. Well, I tried it with food, actually.
Yeah.
I did.
Like holding cheese.
Or I'll, like, wait at the other end of the room. And what she does, she doesn't crawl. She does the bum scooch.
Yeah.
And so she'll sit down and go, oh, he's at the other end of the room, and just bum scooch over. I'm like, it would be so much easier if he walked.
Because I found in my travels that young children, they're very similar to drunk people, in which their motivations are very similar.
Yeah.
They want the room to stop spinning.
Yes, yes.
They want whatever's going to make them stop crying, and also food is a good way to get them to move. So, like, I've always found with my friends, when they're a little bit overserved, that's when they get them off the couch or wherever they're laying.
It's food.
It's, oh, come get this pizza. Come over here.
And then, like, you know, sometimes when you walk babies around, they'll grab your fingers and they'll walk
around. That's what I was going to say. Put your two index fingers out, and then, because she has really strong little legs.
Yeah.
And then she's standing, and then walk her a little bit because she holds on to that, and then set her free.
Well, the problem is that she grabs my fingers so hard that I can't, and as soon as I get my fingers out from her grip, she sits down.
man.
So this is the issue. So I wanted to throw it out to parents or whatever. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. TJ, why are you laughing in the text?
This 289 text. Cold shoulder. Walk away from her and she will be sad. Don't do that.
No.
Oh, don't do that to her.
There's some good ones coming in, Adam. There's some
sweetest
good ones.
Little girl.
Cold shoulder. Okay. So that's on the list. We'll see where it ends up.
Let's
at the
see
end.
If we can beat that.
Yeah, give us a shout. What do you do?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I am calling out to all the parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, whatever you are. No matter how young, no matter how old. How do I make my kid walk again? She walked 8 steps this weekend, which was super cool, and was very steady, like totally cool, and has not done it since.
Little lady.
Flat out refuses to do it again. Just will not do it.
Stubborn gal.
Stubborn, like her father. Now, my question to you is, how do I make this happen? How do I encourage this? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. I'll be honest with you, I'm not like the dad that goes out and reads a bunch of books. So I just ask people, so I'm just kind of wondering what you think.
Well, don't rush it. Before you know, they're going to be running away from you and won't want to have anything to do with you. Keep her little as long as you can.
Okay. Make her a baby.
Yeah. George's advice is stunt her growth.
Yes, keep them little. Have a great day, guys.
Laura, good morning.
How old is your, it's your daughter, right?
Yeah, she's 18 months.
18 months, okay. Yeah. So my first reaction was just, she'll do it when she's ready.
Right.
I know that it may feel a bit late. Like my girls walked they were pretty much on their first birthday. Having furniture that she can like kind of creep along to is really good, or anything that
I think I've got too much of that because that's all she'll do.
Yeah, she was creeping on your coffee table last time.
Yeah.
It's true, but she'll do it when she's ready. I think also maybe work on her abs. Do some sit-ups with her.
Oh, that's true.
That's going to give her
you know
her
what?
Balance.
I'll buy her a copy of Men's Health and say, why don't you look like this yet?
Yeah.
Wait, is that a bad idea?
Yeah.
It's a lot better than give her the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So your kid walks once for the first time, and you're super excited about it, and you're thinking, this is going to happen all the time. I can just let them go to the park and run it out and exhaust themselves.
No.
Has not happened since. 5 days since my daughter walked for the first time. She won't do it. What do I do? Couple texts, Teach.
Some cute advice coming in from the 647. Stand her up with her back against the wall. She will have nowhere to go but forward. That from Jessica.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Last one here from the 416. Get her standing and blow bubbles at her.
I love this one.
She will take her hands off and clap at the bubbles and may start moving to them.
Everly with bubbles. Stop at my heart. My ovaries.
Does the dollar store still sell bubbles in the wintertime? It does. Producer Jesse would know because he goes to bubble parties. Now,
what
kind of sexy bubble parties is Jesse?
Just big old foam parties. Hey, 416-872-9999. We have a special guest on the phone. Good morning. Your name?
So I am a pediatrician with 22 years of experience.
So what the hell do you know anyway?
And I've raised 2 kids, and I'm currently raising my grandson who just learned to walk.
Okay. And?
And they will do it on their own.
Oh. Okay.
My grandson learned to walk on Halloween, and he could walk just literally holding on to a piece of fabric on my shirt.
Oh, wow.
So he could walk. He just literally just one day did it.
Okay.
And the next day he didn't walk until the end of the day, and he did that for a couple of days, and now he's like all over the place.
Natalie, as a pediatrician, how do you feel about this advice that was texted into us from the 905? Try putting her in rice. Do you think that would help?
No.
No. You know, no, do not do that.
There's also one here about dangling a carrot attached to her head.
Yeah.
No, that one.
No. She's like, no. Nope.
Okay. Somebody said put Cheerios on the Roomba and let her chase it around.
No.
She's terrified of the Roomba.
And animals will not make them walk either. We have a cat and a dog, and he didn't chase after them either.
Okay. And what if we put the dog in rice?
No. All right.
Thank you so much
for calling. We appreciate it, Doctor.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Mayor John Tory says we're not getting our restaurants and gyms back this weekend after all. So Toronto enters the red zone of COVID-19 restrictions on Saturday, November 14th. And under the new provincial guidelines, that would have allowed for activities like going to the gym, dining indoors, that type of stuff. However, John Tory announced that the city will be placing their own stricter restrictions on top of the red zone which will be enforced for at least 28 days. So Torontonians will not be able to dine indoors, work out in group fitness, go to casinos or other gaming establishments either. Also, Dr. Eileen Davila recommends everyone should limit the people they come into contact with only other household members.
Mm.
Members in their household.
It's just also confusing and contradictory, but I mean, okay. All right.
It is.
Everyone's just doing their best, though, right?
Yep, I think that's what we can say.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is try hard and believe in yourself. Kevin Hart was spotted in Brampton filming The Man from Toronto. We did it, Brampton. We did it. He was spotted at the Brampton GO station filming. The movie also stars Woody Harrelson, Kaley Kiyoko, and they've been spotted putting around Toronto as well.
Yeah, yeah.
The Man from Toronto is expected to tell the story of the world's deadliest assassin and New York's biggest screw-up who are mistaken for each other at an Airbnb rental. Been there. According to IMDb, it's set to premiere September 17th, 2021. And today is, of course, Remembrance Day. Now, unfortunately, due to COVID-19, there's going to be no public gatherings on Remembrance Day. This year, all commemorations will be virtual and available through the city's website and social media. So be sure to check that out. And don't forget at 11 a.m. to pause and remember all the sacrifices those have made for us.
Absolutely.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.